It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Back at Bomber Stadium as Sylvan Hills has won it by a score of 40-35 over Mountain Home. And Bob, we mentioned this earlier, obviously the highest offensive output score-wise for both of these teams on the season. And this is not at all what we expected coming into this one tonight.
No, it wasn't. You know, you look at the points that Sylvan Hills had scored over the course of the season and the number of points that we had scored over the course of the season, and you really didn't think this would have been possible. You know, talking prior to the game, not anybody here in the press box, you know, picked the score to going over 30 points
right
at best.
So the Bombers come up short and stay winless on the season and fall to 0-8 on the campaign. We'll take another break, come back, and get some final thoughts here in just a moment. Again, the final score, Sylvan Hills 40, Mountain Home 35. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and it's available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant. Pack.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, where Sylvan Hills has won it by a score of 40-35 over Mountain Home tonight. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award tonight. Brought to you by Pete's Cleaners at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your dirty jerseys cleaned as well. And, Bob, we're going to go with Gavin Magoo tonight. The offensive line did such a great job, and Gavin playing right tackle for them this evening. And we're going to go with him as the dirty jersey tonight. Well, offensive line did a great job.
We put a lot of rushing yards on the books tonight, and you know, a lot of times we call the running back's name and they get the majority of the credit for it, but, you know, it's the guys up front that are opening the holes and giving them that opportunity to make that yardage. So that's a pretty good choice on an offensive late night.
Trace Rick, Aaron Talbert, Aiden Ritchie, Austin Lance, Gavin Magoo up front for Mountain Home. We're going to go with Magoo tonight. Bob, it's been a while since we've seen numbers like this. 439 yards of total offense for Mountain Home tonight.
That's a lot.
And 27 first downs.
And not win. You know, those are if you just looked at those stats, and you know, you would think that, God, what a night you had. And we had a good night offensively. We just, you know, Sylvan Hills had one also.
They did.
Which they tend to do when they play us.
439 yards of total offense for Mountain Home, 389 for Sylvan Hills. So the Bombers win that battle by 50 yards. Big night for Junior Williams, 29 carries for 185 yards. Tabor, 14 for 53, and Hirschberger had 5 for 63 tonight. Sylvan Hills, McCoy leads the way, 15 rushes for 99 yards. Jackson, 11 for 83 in the ball game. Hutchinson had 10 for 76. Mountain Home, 7 of 20 through the air for 87 yards. Sylvan Hills, 4 of 6 for 86 yards on the night. So Mountain Home outgained Sylvan Hills by 50 yards, but they come up short on the scoreboard by 5 points here this evening. Well, Bob, we got Searcy coming up a week from tonight. Next Friday night, we go down there. We know offensively they are very talented, and well, the Bombers offensively moved the ball very well tonight. They're going to have to next week too, as well.
Well, they're going to have to next week, and it's a case every week. We have to keep the ball away from the opposing offense.
It'll be a tough test at Searcy. That's our next broadcast coming up next Friday night. That is going to do it from the stadium. We've got the Arkansas Democrat Gazette scoreboard show starting in 8 minutes. Matt will run down a few other scores for us coming up here in just a minute with our scoreboard report. That is next when we continue with Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6565 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6565. Avant.com, code 6565.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
Hey, good evening once again from the studio as, again, Mountain Home falls to Sylvan Hills tonight, 40-35. Let's take a look at what else has been going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East, and looks like it was Searcy, the fourth-ranked team in Class 6A, losing at Jonesboro tonight, 41-17. West Memphis, the third-ranked team in Class 6A, playing at Jacksonville tonight. The last score we had was from halftime, and the two teams were scoreless. And Marion, the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A, ended up beating Pine Bluff tonight, 28-20. On the local level, Yellow Summit idle this week. Again, the Panthers originally scheduled to play Cedar Ridge, but the Timberwolves canceled their season. Salem defeated McCrory tonight by a final of 46-0. Melbourne was a 26-14 winner over Mountain View. Marshall lost to Harding Academy 41-8. Harrison, who is tied for third in Class 5A, shut out Alma tonight by a score of 31-0. In addition, West Plains defeated Glendale tonight in Springfield 56-18. Zizzers ranked fourth in Class 4 in Missouri right now. Then it looks like they're going to finish the regular season unbeaten. Hollister had the lead, but ended up losing to Mount Vernon tonight 20-14. Mount Vernon came into that game ranked sixth in Class 3. Forsyth fell to Buffalo tonight, 54-7. Branson lost to Willard, 27-7. And Ava defeated Willow Springs, 32-6. The Bears came into that game ranked ninth in Class 2. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, it was number one North Little Rock all over ninth-ranked Fort Smith Northside, 40-3. Second-ranked Bryant shut out Cabot, 27-0. Third-ranked Conway blanked Little Rock Central, 31-0. Number four, Greenwood, I believe, ended up beating. I'm sorry, well, the game's not over yet, but for all intents and purposes, it is. Greenwood is leading Benton right now 62-33 in the final quarter. Greenwood ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A. Benton, 10th in the state and second in 6A. Bentonville defeated Rogers tonight 35-14. It was Fayetteville over Springdale, 48-14. Seventh-ranked Bentonville West defeated shutout Heritage tonight in Rogers, 42-0. And eighth-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, playing at home tonight and getting the 43-14 victory over Little Rock Parkview. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 6A Top 5, so let's go to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number two, Little Rock Christian defeated Whitehall tonight, 49-20. Texarkana, who is tied with Harrison for that number three ranking in Class 5A, defeated Hot Springs 37-20. And number five, Little Rock McClellan, playing at Magnolia, have yet to see a score on that one. In the Class 4A Top 5, number one, Warren, playing at Monticello this evening. And it was the Lumberjacks getting the 49-12 victory. Second-ranked Joe T. Robinson is trailing Bauxite, I believe, at this point. Let's see if I can find the score on that one. And it was Bauxite getting the victory over the Senators, 41-35. Bauxite came into this game ranked fifth. Third-ranked Rivercrest lost to Jonesboro Westside, 20-13. And number four, Nashville, ended up falling to Harmony Grove Haskell, 26-21. In the Class 3A Top 5, Boonville playing at home tonight, leading Charleston 42-3 in the fourth quarter. Second-ranked Clinton was a 36-0 winner over Strong tonight. Number three, Smackover, defeated Genoa Central in a 59-0 shutout. Fourth-ranked Risen blanked Lake Village Lakeside 51-0, and fifth-ranked Prescott shut out Horatio 49-0. In the Class 2A Top 5, it was number one Foreman falling to Mineral Springs 14-13. Number two Hazen playing at fifth-ranked Earl tonight, and I believe it was Hazen getting the victory 34-12. Number three Mount Ida, a 43-6 winner over Dirks. And number four Junction City just edged out Fordyce by a score of 7-6. And that is a look at what else has been going on in the state and the area. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, join us next week as Mountain Home plays its final road game of the season at Searcy. And just in the meantime, stay tuned for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Friday night scoreboard. For Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight, the Sylvan Hills Bears 40, the Mountain Home Bombers 35. Good night, everyone.
Credit products are made by Webbeck.
You've been listening to the Bombers Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.